We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Ho'ise Shliach Ligbois Choivoi, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Chaf Zayin. Rav Nosson Sal here is discussing the topic of Purim and Pesach based on Torah Ches in the first half of Likutei Moran. V'zeh b'chinas Parshas HaChodesh Shekoyrim Koydim Pesach. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand why we read Parshas HaChodesh before the holiday of Pesach, on one of the Shabbosim before. Ki kol hachesroinoi shebo ilom nimshochin michisoran halavona, mibichinas mo'oirois choser. Because any deficiencies, any defects, anything that's lacking in this world is tied into, originates from the deficiency in the moon. The fact that Hashem lessened the light of the moon during the time of creation. As the Pasuk says, Yehi mo'oirois berikia shamayim, let there be lanterns in the sky, and the word mo'oirois is spelled without a vav, mem aleph reish, so that it could be read the word me'eras, which means curse. Instead of light, curse. And this alludes to the fact that Hashem ended up lessening the light of the moon. So any deficiencies, any defects that we see in the world are tied into that original deficiency, the fact that the light of the moon was lessened. V'Yisroel, al yidei mitzvas kiddush ha-chodesh, heimemalin u'mashlimin chisoroin u'pigimas halavona. And the Jewish people, by performing the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, we participate in filling in and completing the deficiency of the moon, the defect of the moon. Vaydeze nishlomim v'nismalin kol hachasroinos. And this helps to fill in and complete anything that's lacking in this world, anything that's deficient in this world. Ki nimshach ruach chayim mibichinas ruach tzfoinis, Hamanasheves Bakinor Shel David Anal, Lemalois Ulahashlim Kol Hachasroinois. Because as we discussed earlier in this halacha, based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likutei Moran, the Gemara says that at midnight a north wind would blow through the harp strings of David HaMelech, which would wake him up, and that Ruach Tzofoin, Tzofoin means north, is also tied into the Ruach HaTzofun Beliboi Shel Odom. The spirit, the Ruach HaChaim, which is hidden, the word Tzofen also means hidden in the person's heart, which is what gives life, what pumps life into the person. So that Ruach Tzofen also represents filling in and completing all the Chesroinois, because it's brought that the harp had five strings, and those five strings correspond to the five Chumashim, from which we draw our Ruach HaChaim. The Pasuk says, V'ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei amoyim, that the Spirit of Hashem, the Spirit of life, this Ruach HaChaim, hovers over the water, the waters of Torah. Ki kol inyin Dovid HaMelech v'sholom hoyo lahashlim p'kimas halavona. Because what Dovid HaMelech was really all about was filling in, completing the deficiency of the moon. Ki malchusoi nimsho lalavona. Kemuva. Because we know that the kingdom of David HaMelech is compared to the moon, as is known. We've mentioned many times that just like the moon has its ups and downs, and during the first half of the month it grows in size of what we're able to see, and from the 16th and on it decreases in size. So too, starting from Avram Avinu, who is the beginning of the Malchus of Kedusha, the one who called Hashem Adon, ruler, from Avram Avinu to David is 14 generations. David is Begematria 14. He's the 14th one on the totem pole. Ubeyomov Kaimo Siaro Bashlamusa. And during the time of David HaMelech, and especially during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, his son, The Zohar HaKadosh says the moon was complete at that time, which means the Malchus of Kedusha was Bishleimus, which is represented by the moon. We always say that the sun represents Chochmah. Chochmah Sodom To'ir Ponov, it gives light. The moon represents Malchus, which we're told has no light of its own other than what it receives. Malchus, authority, is something that others have to accept your authority on them, then you're a melech. V'alkein, be'eis kiddush halavona, shehu b'chinas tikkun pgimas v'chisaron halavona, oimrim oz David melech Yisrael chai v'kayam. And this is why, at the time that we're performing the kiddush halavona, today we don't have Kiddush HaChodesh like they had during the time of the Beis HaMikdash with witnesses and everything, but at the time that we perform the Kiddush HaLevona, which is our participation in making a tikkun for the Levona, one of the main statements that we make then is, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. Ki Bevadai Hu Chai V'Kayam Tomid, because David HaMelech is definitely alive and permanent, Ki hu mamshich tomid horua chayim lamalo iskolech esron yishaboylam kanal. Because he's the one who is constantly receiving and drawing that ruach hachayim, that ruach tzvoinis, to fill in and complete everything that's lacking in the world. We know that the purpose of creation, all the Sfarim tell us, was because Ein Melech Beloyam was for Hashem to be, Hashem's Malchus to be fulfilled. Malchus cannot be fulfilled unless you have someone to rule over. So the whole tikkun of the world is really all about the Malchus of Hashem. V'alkein nitzavu mitzvas kiddush hachodesh be'eis yitzias Mitzrayim. And this will also explain why Hashem gave us the mitzvah of kiddush hachodesh exactly when we were leaving Egypt. Ki kol yitzias Mitzrayim hoyayde shezocha Moshe lizgaber beruach chaim dekdusha shenimshach me'atoyra shehoya osid lekabel. Because the whole miracle of the Jews being able to leave Egypt was brought about by the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to draw on the ruach hachaim of kedusha from the Torah that the Jews would be receiving. Even though they hadn't received it yet, Hashem made it clear to Moshe Rabbeinu that you're leaving Egypt. When you leave Egypt, Tavdu Nesolikim Alohor Azeh, you're going to worship Hashem on this mountain, on Har Sinai. So leaving Egypt was based on a magnetic pull, a magnetic draw, coming from Har Sinai, coming from the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get a lahavdil, like a person gets a draw in business, a draw in salary, a salesman who, until he earns any commission, he has to live. So they give him a draw, they give him an advance. Hashem gave Klal Yisrael an advance through Moshe Rabbeinu of that Ruach HaChaim of Kedusha, which would be coming from the Torah. Hashem advanced some of that to them to give them the pull that they needed to come out of Mitzrayim. And that's what gave Moshe Rabbeinu the ability to overcome the Ruach HaChaim of the other side, of Tumah, of the Egyptians. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that everybody gets Ruach HaChaim. You just have to choose where you're getting it from, the side of Kedusha or from the other side. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring about their downfall. Bibichinas mashpil rishoyim adei oretz, as Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran quotes the pasuk that Hashem lowers the rishon to the ground. V'alkein oz nitztavu al mitzvas kiddush hachodesh, and that's why that was the appropriate time for Hashem to give us the mitzvah of kiddush hachodesh, shehu tikun pegimas v'chisaron halavona, which involves rectifying the deficiency, the defectiveness in the moon, shehu bechinas shleimus hachesroinos, which represents completing everything that's lacking, al yedei haruach chaim dekdusha, through the ruach chaim of holiness. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows the Likut Imran that just like when Hashem originally created the world, He created it with ruach hachaim, bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu uberuach piv kol tzivom. so too Hashem continues to maintain the world, to feed it new energy every day through this Ruach Chaim. V'alkein hoiso hagula b'chatzois daiko. And this will explain why the Jews actually left Egypt. The main, the grand finale, Makas B'chayros, was at midnight specifically. Ki oz haruach tzfoynes min hasheves b'kino shel David. Because that's exactly the moment when that north wind comes through and blows the harp of David HaMelech, shehu haruach chaim degdusha, which represents the ruach chaim, shaydezeh hoiso hagula v'kanal. And that's what brought about the whole redemption. V'alkei nismach parshas achodesh hazel lochem leparshas kachatzois laila ani yotze b'sech Mitzrayim. Now you'll understand why these two paragraphs are right next to each other in Parshas Bo. The paragraph where Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, kachatzois ani yotze b'sech Mitzrayim, at approximately midnight, I'm going out in Mitzrayim, I'm going to wipe out all their firstborn. And the parsha where Hashem gives us the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, Ki Heim Bechino Achas. Because they're both tied into each other perfectly. It's that north wind that blows at Chatzois, which is that what repairs, what needs repair in the moon. Paragraph Chav Ches, Vezeh Bechinas Pesach, Bechinas achilas matzav arba koises, bechinas yitzias mitzrayim shebechol dor vador. And this is tied into the whole holiday of Pesach and the mitzvahs of the holiday, including the exiting from exile that every single Jew experiences in every generation. Kikvar mavur leil, because we already explained earlier, sheikar golus mitzrayim, v'chein kol hagolios shemechunu b'shem mitzrayim, Qual yedei his gabrus ruach chaim shel asitra achra, shehim b'chinas esov anoshov, shehim b'chinas arav deklipa. We already explained earlier that the whole concept of the Egyptian exile, which is actually the forerunner of all the exiles, what it was really all about was the ruach chaim of the sitra achra becoming so powerful that it could shemizgabrim keneged horav digdusha, ruach chaim digdusha shel Yisrael, to be able to control and rule over the tzaddik, the Rosha, who is the source, the Rav de Klipa, the source of Ruach Chaim of the Sitra Achra, became so powerful to be able to rule over the Rav of Kedusha, the leader of Kedusha, the Ruach Chaim of Kedusha of the Jewish people, Shemek, which we receive from the Torah, Al Yidei HaRav de Kedusha, through the true tzaddik, Ki HaRuach Shel HaSitra Achra Godol B'Shaitoi. Because Rabbi Nazal tells us over there in the Kutumram that when they are having their moment, when the Sitra Achra is having their moment of glory, their Ruach HaChaim is very powerful. Bebechinas Ruach Sora, like a hurricane, a tsunami, a storm. Kanal, as we explained earlier, Barichus, at great length. Vitzorech kolodom liroi sulishtadeh elotzeis meagolus. And every single person has to strive to come out of exile. Dahainu lotzeis mikol ataivois, mikol amidos roish, kol arbi yisoidos, shemikragos. Which means to get out of all the evil desires, all the evil characteristics, which are based on the four basic elements from which a person is made out of, fire, air, water, and dirt. To be able to break out of all the taivas rois and midas rois. That's the real exile. When a person is being imprisoned by their bad character traits, chas v'shalom. Ki ikar koyach v'yinika so'akum, shem b'chinas eso v'katilei, hu mehara shel ha'arbo yisoidois. Because the source of power of the goyim and esov and all of his cohorts comes from the evil, the negative side of these four basic elements. Shehem kol hamidois rois, which represent all the evil characteristics, like anger, arrogance, all of those. Shehem hatzinoirois haroim shalohem kanal. These are those evil pipes of the Sitra Achra, where they draw from. V'tzorech kolodom l'espalel harbe l'ashem isborach. And every single person has to daven a lot to Hashem, sheyizkeh lehiskarev letzadikim amitiyim, to be privileged to come close to the true tzadikim, shehim b'chinas harav degdusha. They are the leaders from the side of holiness. Shekvar zochu levarer b'shleimus kol ho'ar b'yesoidas. We're referring to tzadikim who already succeeded completely in purifying all of these four elements inside of them. The fire inside of them is only a fire of holiness. They've gotten rid of completely the fire of the Sitra Achra, the passions of the Sitra Achra. The water inside of them represents chesed of Kiddusha, not chesed of the Sitra Achra, not Rachme Rishoy Machzori, not the wrong type. V'ikr habirur al yedei ha-toyron. And the main way that a person purifies themselves and purifies these four elements, separating the good from the bad and eliminating the bad, is through the Torah. Dehainu al yidei limud poiskim, kama shekos v'sham, especially through the study of halacha, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in chapter 8 in Likutei Moran. Because when you're studying halacha, you're sorting out right from wrong, good from bad. You're taking something that originally is a mishmash, unclear, and you're bringing it to total clarity, knowing what we reject and what we hold on to. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Likutei Moran that it's impossible for a person to achieve true clarity and success in halacha unless they have serious tefillah. There's a pasuk, Umayon mi beis Hashem yetzei. The mayon, the wellsprings of Torah, come forth from the beis Hashem. The beis Hashem is tefillah. Ki beisi beis tefillah yikori l'chol amim. So in order for a person to have clarity in Torah and to know the right pshat and the right halacha, it's dependent on tefillah. Ki ayidei tefillah nimshach hamayon mi beis Hashem el hagan shehu haTorah. Because it's through tefillah that we draw that wellspring that comes from the Beis Hashem, which is the center of tefillah, and we draw it into the garden, which is the Torah. The Torah has 53 parshiyos. That's why it's called the Gan, this beautiful garden. And this is what allows all the vegetation and all the plants and trees in the garden to grow and to blossom. Shehein bechinas haneshamais. That represents all the Jewish souls. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, revovo kitzema chasote nesaticha. Hashem said nesatich, I've made you plentiful like the vegetation, like the plants and trees of the field. So we see the neshama, so compared to the trees and plants that grow in the garden is the Torah, and the Torah is nourished with waters, the Mayon, which is Chachma, which comes forth from the Beis Hashem, from Tefillah. Dehainu, v'ayidezeh zoichin levarer hatoiv mehora. And if a person has these different pieces, then they'll have the ability to clarify right from wrong, good from bad. Dehainu levarer kol ho'arbo yisoidos. To sort out all of these four basic elements, lehachnia ulevatel hora shebohem, to eliminate and lower the evil aspect of them, the evil fire, the evil dirt, the evil water, ulahalo is kol atoiv shebohem, and to increase and elevate the good side of these four elements, ad sheyu nechlolim kol harbo yisoidos b'sharoshon, to the point where these four elements inside the person are able to plug into their original source. Shehu b'chinas, which is what the pasuk says, v'hoyo la'arbo roshim, and they become four heads. Sheheim arba oisiyos havaya baruch hu. This refers to the four letters of yud kei vav kei, kemo shekosuv sham, as Rabbeinu Zal says there, ayin sham. Look over there in chapter 8. V'ze kol avoida so'odom bozer ho'ilom. And this is the main mission of a person in this world. Ki ha'odom nishave me'arbo yisoidos, because every single human being is made up of these four basic elements, eish, ruach, mayim, ofor, v'chol amidos v'hataivos, kulam klulim barbo yisoidos. And all character traits and all desires of a person are all coming from those four basic elements inside the person. Kama shekosu b'makom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 4 in Likutei Imran, ukemufa b'sforim, and is brought in many sforim. V'chol avoidosoi shel ha'adam, levarer ha'arba yisoidos, kanal, and the whole mission of a human being in this world is to work on ourselves, to refine these four elements, to refine them more and more, make them purer and purer, get rid of the bad, get rid of the junk, and retain the good. Ad sheyihu bebechinas arba roshim, until those four elements inside the person are plugging in perfectly to the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, till the person has the perfect connection, total connection to Hashem. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to take us back to the creation of the world and show us how this fits in perfectly to the psukim in Bereishis that define what took place at creation. Paragraph Chavtes, V'chol ze mevoyer heitev lemi sheyesh lo yinayim beparshas yetzira sodom. And all of this is made very clear to anyone who has good eyes if you study the creation of man in Parshas Bereishis. Kama shekosuv shom, as it says over there, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Adam ofor minu adama. Hashem created man from dirt that came from the earth. Vayipach biapov nishmas chayim, and Hashem blew into him a living soul. Then the pasuk goes on to say, Vayit Hashem Elokim gan be'eden mikedem. Hashem planted this beautiful garden in Eden. Vayosem shom es Adam, and he placed Adam inside of this garden. Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim kol eitz nechmod, and Hashem made every desirous tree grow forth in that garden. Ve'eitz hachayim b'soich hagan, and a tree of life was also in that garden. Ve'eitz hadas toivora, and also the eitz hadas, which was a combination of good and bad. Ve'nohor yoytzei me'eden, and there was a river that flowed from a place called Eden, lahashkoyes es hagan, and from Eden it flowed all the way down into the gan to water the gan. U'mishom yiporeid v'oyol arbo roshim, and after watering the gan, it continued to flow and split out in four directions. Shem hu'echad pishoin, the first one was pishoin. Asher shom hazohov, which is where there was gold. Vayikach Hashem alikim es Sodom. Then the pasuk goes on to say that Hashem took man, vayanicheu began Eden, and he placed him into Gan Eden, laovda uleshamra, to serve Hashem there. Liovda means positive commandments, leshamra means negative commandments, to uphold the positive and negative commandments. Vayitzav Hashem alikim al Odom leimor, and Hashem instructed man as follows. Mikol eitz hagan ochel toichel, from all the trees in this garden, you're welcome to eat. Umeitz hadas toivora, but from that tree that's a combination of good and bad, don't touch it. Kikvar mevor ba toiranal posuk v'nor yetzim eiden bebiur heitev al pi ha'toira zois. Because Rabbeinu Zal has already explained in chapter 8 in Likutei Imran the pasuk that the river flows from Eden, shehu bechinas mayon hachochma v'hasechel, that river represents the mayan hachochma, the wellsprings of chochma and sechel, hayoytze mehatfila, which comes forth when a person is mispalel, when a person davens properly. Hashem turns on the faucet and releases a flow of chachma el ha-Torah, that flows into the Torah, charging it up. Ki ha-Tfilo b'chinas Eden, v'ha-Torah hu b'chinas Gan v'chulu. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Imran that Tfila is referred to as Eden, which is the higher place, and from Eden it flows down into the Gan, which is the Torah. Vaydeze mafridin hora menatoiv mikol arba yisoidos. And this is what gives us the ability to separate the good from the bad regarding all these four elements. Bechinas umishom yiporeid, as it says in the pasuk, and from there, from this process, when this is happening correctly, when the waters of Chachma are flowing from Eden to Gan, from the Beis Hashem, from the Tefillah into the Torah, then that will result in splitting out in the four paths. Vaydeze nichlolin kol harba yisoidos b'sharoshon ba'arba oisiyas havaya. And this is what makes it possible for these four elements inside of the person to plug in perfectly to their source, which is the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Shezeu bechinas v'hoyo la'arbo roshim. As the pasuk says there, they will become four heads, ayin shom. The word v'hoyo is the same letters as Yud Kei Vav Kei. V'oz zoichin lahamshich haruach haim digdusha min ha-toira. And then the person is able to draw that ruach ha-chaim of holiness from the Torah, lahachnia haruach shel ha-sitra achra, to completely defeat the ruach of chaim of the sitra achra of the other side, shubchinas esav, which is esav, kemavoy ha-shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, ayin shom. V'chol ze mevoyer heite b'chol ha-parshanal l'mayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal says, all of this is perfectly clear over there in the beginning of Bereshis. If you study it, if you look over there, you see the whole process that Rabbeinu Zal explained in Likut Imran, you see the Torah defining that that's what took place at the beginning of creation. Ki mitchilo medaberes haparsha meinyan haruach chaim shel hodom. Because the parsha over there starts off, that paragraph starts off talking about the spirit of life of Adam Arishon. As it says there, Vayipach bi'apov nishmas chayim, that Hashem blew into the nostrils of Adam Arishon a spirit of life. And then the pasuk goes on to speak about Gan Eden and about that river that flows. And it tells us that Hashem took man and put him inside that garden, la'ovda u'leshamra, which refer, la'ovda means avoidas Hashem, mitzvos aseh, positive commandments, u'leshamra, lishmor, means the negative commandments. The Gemara says, wherever it says he shomer, pen, or al, it implies a mitzvah sloisas, a negative commandment. V'tzivohu shaloi ledabek atzmai beitz hadas toivaro. And Hashem commanded Adam Arishon not to attach himself to the tree that was a combination of good and bad. She'ikar hu avoide shel Adamu she'ishtate lahamshich hamayin ha'yitzmi beis Hashem shu'anor yitzmi eden k'dei lahashkei sesegan shu'a toira. Because as we said before, the main mission of a person is to draw that mayan that's coming out of the Beis Hashem, which the Torah refers to as a nohor hayotze me'eden, k'dei lahashkei sesegan, to water the garden, which is the Torah, to water the Torah. Dahainu, what does this mean? Now Rav Nosson Zal puts it into very clear wording for us. Dahainu, this means sheyishtadel veyarbe b'chol yoim b'tfilois v'tachnunim, that a Jew should try very hard every single day to give forth a multitude of tfilois, begging Hashem, ad sheyamshich elov seichel v'chochmo el ha-toyra, until the person will be zeicha to draw from Hashem seichel and chochma into the Torah, that he's studying, into his portion of Torah. We say v'sein chelkenu b'soiro secha, right? We say that many times. So even though there's the big Torah, which is an ocean of knowledge, there's still each individual pool within that ocean, which each and every one of us make contact with, which we have to make an effort to fill that pool, to see to it that that pool gets filled with fresh water, with fresh chachma and sechel. Kedei sheyizke levarer psak halacha kanal, so that I will be zoche in my study of Torah to refine and clarify the final decision in the Torah. What exactly does Hashem want me to do? What should I do? What shouldn't I do? What can I do? What I can't do? Shaydezeh yizke levarer kol harba yisoidos. Through this, the person is zoche to refine and purify the four elements inside of him, ad sheyu liarbo roshim, until they become four leaders, four positive leaders, shehem klal kol hamidos, and they represent the totality of all the characteristics, all the character traits in the person. Shezehu ikar avoida sodom kanal. This is the main mission of a Jew in this world. V'oz yiske shiyeh nimshechol b'chol eis haruah chayim b'shleimus godoil lahashlim kol ha'chesroin ha'shaloi. And if a person does this properly, if a person prays every single day as hard as he can, that Hashem should open up the faucets of chachma and sechel in the Torah that I studied, it should be full of powerful chachma and sechel to give me clarity, to give me the ability when I learn to know exactly what does Hashem want and what Hashem doesn't want, so that I, when I look at myself, I can sort out what's the right way to behave, what's the wrong way to behave. Shezeh b'chinas mashekosu b'tchilas haparsha. This is why, if you take a look over there in Bereishis, at the beginning of that whole section, it begins with the words v'cholsia chasode terem yeboretz, that all the vegetation was not yet above the ground. Why? Kiloy himter, because Hashem had not yet sent rain. Why? The odom ayin lavoy de sadoma, because man had not yet come on the scene to work the land. And on those words, lavoy de sadoma upirish Rashi. Rashi Hakodesh says, lefi sheloy hoyo adayin odom lehispalel, because man at that point in time had not yet been created, who is the one individual who's in a position to pray for rain, to appreciate and realize the significance, the importance of rain, and pray for it. Hainu kanal. Rav Nosson says this ties in exactly with what we said earlier. Shebeloi hatfila, kol hadvorim chaserim. Without tfila, everything is lacking. The moon is lacking. The kingdom of David HaMelech is lacking. The Torah is lacking. Ve'ein tzoimchen kol ho'asabim u'deshon shelagan. And all of that vegetation and everything in the garden will not begin to grow ad shemispalel ho'odom, until the person pulls the trigger, until the person davens. She'oz mamshich hanohor hayotze me'edem. That's how he turns on that faucet that causes that river to flow forth from Eden, that's going to fill the gan, that's going to irrigate the gan, the Torah, so that the Torah should be able to do its thing on behalf of the all the neshamas, the grasses and the vegetation that are trying to connect with it. This is what causes the grasses and the plants and the vegetation that's supposed to grow in that garden to grow. And this is something that even today, the vast majority of Jews don't realize. They have no idea. I've mentioned many times that as a teenager who had gone to yeshiva my whole life, you know, from kindergarten, from pre-kindergarten, and to serious yeshivas. And yet, at the age of 16 or so, somebody handed me a sefer, Hishtapchus HaNefesh, Outpouring of the Soul, and I started reading the introduction. This is after learning Chumash, Mishnayis, Gemara, Shulchan Aruch. I started reading the introduction, where it takes you on a tour, starting from creation, starting from Adam HaRishon, Noach, Avram Avinu, everybody, all the personalities in the Torah, and shows you that nothing happened without prayer. Nothing positive, no success was achieved in the Torah without tefillah, including this, the life of the world. We know that animals and humans, we draw all our nourishment from the plants and the water. Those basic elements, Eish ruach maim doimeim tzomeach chai medaber. The inanimate things and the plants and the animals, all of it draws its nourishment from the ground. And there's a pasuk in Chumash that says that even though Hashem created it all, nothing was going to happen until man came on the scene who could appreciate and recognize the need for rain. And it was only when Adam was mispalel, that's what flicked the switch, that's what activated the life of the world, that's what really turned it on, that the plants started growing and everything started happening, the whole thing. And Rav Nosson Zal shows here that in Yiddishkeit, in religion, in Torah, nothing positive can happen until and unless a person is mispalel. And this is why in Shulchan Aruch, the first, before Torah, it talks about tefillah. Person gets up in the morning, moidani, brachas, birchas ha-Torah, which is tefillah. And the brachas and tefillah shachris. And after that it says, go home and eat your pashachris. And then it says, go to the Beis Medrash and start learning Torah. After you've done some serious praying. Because if you don't do the serious praying, you're going into the gan, you're going into the Torah, and the faucets are off. No water in there. No irrigation. The garden, the Torah, has not been irrigated. Because the water that irrigates the Torah comes from the Beis Hashem, which is tefillah. Umayon mi Beis Hashem yetzei, the pasuk says. And this is why you look in the Gemara. The Gemara says all the rabbis, the Gemara gives 50 examples, that before they learned, they said the following prayer. After they learned, they said the following prayer. And in some of the Gemaras, they printed on the inside of Gemara, it says there, that, quoting the Gemara, that before you start learning, you're supposed to say this tefillah. Who says it? Who knows what it, who recognizes it? How many people realize the critical, critical importance of tefillah as a prerequisite to Torah, to effective Torah? Paragraph Lamed. V'zeh b'chinas arba tzitzis. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran chapter 8 also includes the topic of the tzitzis that we wear. The four tzitzis on the four corners of the garment. B'chinas, which are based on a pasuk in Navi where it says, me arba ruchois boi haruach. That the ruach, the spirit of Hashem, the spirit of life, comes from arba ruchois. It comes from all four directions. Bechinas birur ho'arba yesoidos. This again is referring to refining these four elements inside of ourselves. K'may shekosav shem, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Ches. V'zeh bechinas kama mitzvois shein bechinas arbo. This will explain why we find many mitzvahs in the Torah which go by the number four. K'may arba minim shebelulav. On Sukkos, you have the Dalet Minim, the four species, the Lulav, Esrig, Hadassim, Arovois, the Arba Parshios B'Tfilin. In the Tfilin are comprised of four basic Parshios, Shema, Voim, Shemoya, Kaddish, Voi, Kviyacha, the Arba Parshios, Shekurim, Koidim, Pesach. And what introduces, what kicks off all the holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, is the four Parshios that we read. Parshas Shkolim, Zohar, Parah, and Achodesh. V'zeh b'chinas arba kois shel yayin b'Pesach. And this is the significance of the four cups of wine on Pesach. V'zeh b'chinas arba turei even shebechoshim. And the four rows of precious stones which the Kohen Gadol had in his breastplate. V'zeh b'chinas arba degolim. And these are the four flags which represented the whole population of the Jewish people. The 12 tribes were divided into four groupings. Shein b'chinas arbo machnois hashchina, which correspond to the four camps of the Shechina, the Spirit of Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas arbo Rosh Hashanim. We know that Masechta Rosh Hashanah begins with the fact that there are four Rosh Hashanahs. V'chol b'chinois arba shechosha b'piyut shel parshas achodesh. And so too, the long list of things that come in four that are mentioned in the special piyut, the special yoitzrois that we read on Parshas HaChodesh. V'oid ki yoitzaben, and many more, hakoil keneged arba oisyois havaya. All of these correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, Shehem Bechinas Ho'arbo Roshim, who are the four that are at the top of the pyramid. Bechinas Shoyresh Ho'arbo Yisoidois, they are the source and the foundation and the roots of these four elements, Shemevarerin Oison, which we refine and purify, Al Yedei Mitzvois HaTorah, through the study of and performance of all the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's what allows us to draw that spirit of life, which is that northern wind that blew through the harp of David HaMelech. Again, the harp of David HaMelech represents the Torah, because the harp had five strings corresponding to the five books of the Torah. And the word kinoir, it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. The word kinor is two words, ner, chaf vav, the candle of Hashem, 26. 26 is yud kei vav kei. We know the pasuk says, kiner mitzvah v'toira oir, that the candle, this light, is referring to the Torah. So that's this ruach tzfein, is this ruach hachaim that blows into the Torah. And this is the significance of the wine of the four cups of Pesach. Ki hayayin dikdusha hu bechinas gevurois kedoshos. Because when wine is drunk with holiness, with purity for the sake of mitzvah, and it's kosher wine, and it's the right amount of wine, then that wine represents holy gevura, strength. Shehem bechinas ruach tzfoinis, just like the north wind. North is, when you're facing east, north is on the left side, which is gvura. Shehu haruach chayim, which is the spirit of life. Shehu bechinas nefesh chaya, which refers to the living essence of a person. Shesharosha gvurois kedoshois, which are rooted in holy gvura. Kimavur b'makom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in other places, that the nefesh, the su, is rooted in gvura. V'al kein einoim rim shir elol hayayin, and for this reason, the Gemara tells us that we only recite Hallel over wine. Kihu nimshach mebechinas ruach tzfoinis hanal. Because wine, which we said represents gvura, redness, comes from that ruach tzfoinis, that northern wind. Again, north is the left side, shemishom, which blows through David HaMelech's harp, shemishom kol hashir vanigen vasimcha, which is the source of the song and the music and the joy and happiness. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, V'yayin yisamach levav enosh, that wine is what brings joy into the hearts of men. Rav Nosson says, look at where it's bringing the joy. Levav daika, into the heart. Sheshom shleimus hachesroinois, because that's really where all deficiencies are filled. Sheikron balev, the place where it's felt the most is in the heart. Shekol zman hachisoroin, so long as there's deficiency, defectiveness, lacking, the heart is in a state of depression. And whatever the person was missing, when they get it, when they become whole and complete, hu simcha, then there's joy and happiness. And this is why we find that wine can go either way. It has two powers. Zocho na'ase roish, loy zocho na'ase rosh. The Gemara says wine is called tirosh, tihi roish, or tihi rosh. The wine could either elevate a person, make him into a roish, roish is leadership, or rosh means poverty, emptiness. Zocho na'ase roish, loy zocho na'ase rosh. If a person is zoich worthy, he becomes a leader. If he's not zoich, he becomes impoverished. Ki ayayin hu bechinas eitz hadas toivora, because wine is like the eitz hadas. K'mo Yishom Rabbi Sein Uzal, as our rabbis tell us, Sochato Anovim V'nos Naloi. She squeezed grapes and gave it to him. That's what Chava gave Odom Arishon. V'alkein Yesh Bo Yishnei Koichos. And that's why wine can go either way. It has two powers. Kimi shezoiche, a person who is privileged, a person, dahainu, shetikein masov, he purified himself, he got rid of all of his bad attributes, and he refined himself to become a real, real good person. Ukvar berer kol harba yisoides mirasha bahen, and the person has already refined the four elements inside of himself to eliminate the negativity in them, to eliminate the bad aspect of them. Ad shehoyel arba roshim kanal, to the point where his four basic elements are all roshim, leaders, roshim. Ha'azai nase roish. Then this person becomes a roish, a leader. Roish daiko, b'chines arba roshim kanal. As it says over there. Loizocho. Whereas if the person did not purify himself, sheloy bera harba yisoidos, the person did not work on refining these four elements inside of themselves, vazai eino yochel ashmach hisoroin, and therefore the person is not capable of completing that which is lacking in them, azai nase rosh, then the person becomes poor, dahainu anius poverty shehu chesroinus, which is deficiencies, lackings. Kiheoni bebechinas chisorin, because a poor person is somebody who's lacking. Shechoser lo yakoil, he's lacking everything. Kama shekosov, as the pasuk says, dei machsoiroi asher yechser loy. When it talks about returning collateral to the borrower, to the person, this poor person who had to take a loan, it says return to him machsoir what he's lacking, asher yechser loy, which he's lacking. V'alkein, and therefore, bepesach. She'ozu yitzias Mitzrayim, on the holiday of Pesach, which is when we leave Egypt. She'ozoichen lotzeis migolus hataivois v'amidosh l'arba yisoidos. That's when a Jew is zoiche to leave the exile of all the taivos rois and midos rois. Of the four elements, alkein, oz hayayin v'kdusha. Then the wine that's served at that point is holy wine. Bebechinas ruach tzfoinis kanal. Like that northern wind, which is a constructive thing, a positive thing. Shemishom kol hanigun vasimcha, which is from where we draw song and music, from the left side also. Bebechinas zocho naseroish. As the Gemara says on regarding wine, that if it's done properly, becomes roish. Bechinas arbo roshim hanal, referring to the four heads, the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the four elements, you know, the source of all the four elements. Shehein bechinas arba koisa shal yayin bepesach. This is the concept of the four cups of wine that we drink on Pesach. They represent that ruach hachaim, that spirit that awakens. That plays music, song and music. That's why we say Hallel over the four cups of wine. Paragraph Lamed Aleph. V'zeh bechinas matzah, bechinas lechem oini. And this will also explain the significance of matzah on Pesach, which is referred to as lechem oini, which has several interpretations. Ki bepesach, Machmas shadayin koidim kabolas haTorah, adayin iefsher lahamshich b'shleimus haruach chayim al yedei haTorah. On the holiday of Pesach, because we have not yet received the Torah, we're only going to get the Torah on Shavuos, even though we were able to draw some light from it, but since we did not receive the Torah fully, we are not yet qualified, we're not yet in a position to draw the ruach chayim through the Torah, Bishlemus, to perfection. V'alkein tzrichen li zoher bo achila sheloy lechol chometz rak matzah. And that's why we're limited, we're restricted. We're not allowed to eat chometz, only matzah. the chametz osur b'mashehu, and chametz is different from all other tray things, that even the tiniest drop is a sin. Ki chametz hu haruach de sitra achra, shu godol b'shaitoi, because chametz represents the actual ruach of the sitra achra, the spirit of the sitra achra, which is very powerful when they're on their high. Ki hachiluk bein chometz lamatza hu rak bebechinas haruach v'hoavir. Because if you want to analyze this for a moment, the only difference between matzah and bread is air, ruach, the dough rising. Same exact dough, flour and water that you use to make matzah, you use to make bread. The only difference is in matzah, you don't let the air get inside of it. You're pumping it, you're pushing and pulling it, not letting the air take effect on it and cause it to rise and expand. Shehachametz oile b'neficha. Chametz rises. V'yeshboi ruach v'avir harbe. It has a lot more air. Sponge-like, you know, the bread. Ma she'en kein matzah, which is not the case in matzah, shenefis miyad, koidim shenichnas boho iso harua vavir, where the dough is baked immediately before the air has a chance to get inside of it. Hainu machma she'oz lo nizbare radayin harua chayim aydei maso. Because on Pesach, because we have not yet received the Torah officially, the Ruach Chaim is not yet perfected through our good deeds. V'adayin yesh boi achizas ha-mitzrim, and the Egyptians still have some effect on it. She'yotzu misham b'geneva, and that's why the Jews left Egypt like bandits in a sense. K'may she'kosuv, as it says, derech shloishes yamim neilech, Moshe ben said to Paro, we're just going to take a three-day trip. And the Egyptians, when the Jews left, it wasn't game over. The Egyptians were still coming at them. The Egyptians went after them, chasing them. That's why the Torah warns us that at that point in time, during Pesach, we're not allowed to eat chametz yet. Because at that time, if there's ruach, it's not yet the ruach of Kedusha. The ruach of Kedusha is only going to show up on the scene on Shavuos, with the giving of the Torah. If there's ruach in the dough at that point, it's very likely that it's some of the ruach of the Sitra Achra, the ruach of the Egyptians. This is the concept of chametz, which rises, it becomes bloated. As the pasuk says, all of our enemies blow on us. That's their power, that ruach. Because when it's their moment of glory, they're very powerful. The Sitra Achra is very powerful. And that's why we can only eat matzah on Pesach. Because matzah is dough which the ruach has not yet affected, has not been able to take effect. And this is why the Torah calls matzah the bread of the poor person. Bechinas anius, poverty, shehu chesroinus kanal. A poor person is a person who is lacking, still in that state of chisoroin. Hainu shalidei hamatzah mamshichin ato haruach chayim lahashlim hachisoroin, levatalonius. By performing this mitzvah of eating matzah, we're drawing some of that ruach of holiness, the ruach chayim, to fill in that which is lacking, the poverty. And that's why the Gemara says that one translation of oini is poverty. The other translation, oini, means to speak, to talk a lot. Lechem she'oinen olav dvorim harbe. That the matzah is a type of bread which we do a lot of talking over it. Hainu she'ato b'pesach ikra tikkun al yedei tfila. This is telling us that the main tikkun on Pesach is prayer. Ki adayim koydim kabbalas haTorah, because we have not yet officially received the Torah. Ve'ein yecholim levar adayin arboy yisoydes adayim maseinu, and therefore, we at this point, we cannot yet refine and perfect the arboy yisoydes inside of us through our good deeds, alidei birur apsak halacha, by clarifying the halacha, ki adayin lo kibalnu es haTorah, because we haven't yet received the Torah. V'chol habirurato hurak min hashamayim. Therefore, any refinement that's taking place at that point in time is being performed by Hashem, not by us, alidei b'chinas isarusa delela, through an act initiated by Hashem, shenimshach oleinu berachamav, which is being bestowed upon us through an act of kindness on the part of Hashem, rak alidei tefila v'tachnunim, and it's being brought down to us only through our prayers, vaidei schusavois, and through the merit of our forefathers. V'alkein shoivrenes hamatzah. And this will also explain the special ceremony where we break the matzah, yachatz. Kima darkoi shaloni beprusa. Because just like a poor man doesn't usually have a whole anything. He doesn't have a whole piece of meat, a whole kneh. He's got a piece of this and a piece of that. Shviras hamatzah. The fact that we're breaking a matzah is reminding ourselves that we are still in a state of defect, deficiency. We don't have the Torah yet. We don't have the Ruach HaChaim. Shemeshabrim u'mechasrin as hamatzah bekavona. Kemoyoni, shedarkei beprusa, shvinas anias v'chesroinas. We're intentionally breaking the matzah like a poor man who usually just has a broken piece of something. Lohoiro is to show she'ein banu koyach lahashlim kolach esronis laidei masenu, that at this point in time we are not yet capable of rectifying, of fixing everything that's lacking in us through our good deeds, but rather kiim barach me'ashem yisporach. At this point in time, on the night of Pesach, the only way things are getting fixed is through the kindness and graciousness of Hashem. Al yidei tefila utzaoko l'Hashem yisporach, and through prayer and crying out Hashem, shehu bechinas she'oinen olav dvorim harbe. That's why the Gemara says that matzah is a type of bread which we talk a lot over it. What kind of talk? We talk politics, we talk about the news, we talk prayers. That's what it's all about. You look in the Haggadah, most of what we're saying there is tefilos. Vayidei zeh biatzmoi Nishlam hachisorim. And through this tefillah, through all of those prayers on the night of Pesach, at the Seder, the Haggadah, and the Hallel and Shul, and all of those tefillahs, that's what helps complete and fill in the deficiencies, the defectiveness. V'zeh b'chinas ho'afikoimon shenikro tzofun. And now you'll understand also why in the 13 words that we recite that represent the order of the Seder night, one of the final ones is tsofun, which is another word for the afikoimon. Tsofun daika. Rav Nosson says, look at the word that's being used, tsofun. Bechinas ruach tzfaines, corresponding to that northern wind that blows into the harp. Shehu shleimus hachesroinos, which represents filling in everything that's lacking. And this will also explain why at the Seder we have three matzahs and four cups of wine. Ki achilas matzois merameis ala Torah, shubchinas achila. Because the eating of the matzah symbolizes Torah, which is compared to eating in different places in the Torah. Ushtias hayayin shilarbo koisois, shubchinas tefila. And the drinking of the four cups of wine corresponds to tefillah, shehu shirois v'tishbochois. Tefillah is all about song and praises to Hashem. Bechinas enoimrim shir elayayin. As the Gemara says, we only recite the song, the hallel, over wine. So we see that the matzah represents Torah. The wine represents tefillah. The Torah we didn't get yet on Pesach night. That's why the kind of bread we're eating is poor man's bread. It's incomplete bread. Whereas the tefillah is a little stronger. וכן מרומז בשיחוסוי הקדושה של אדוננו רבנו זל. And Rabbi Nosal says it's interesting that if you analyze a statement that Rabbeinu Zal once made, that Rabbi Nachman once made, you'll look at the choice of words that he used. She'omar, he said, Ashrei mi she'oichel kama prokim mishnayis, fortunate is the Jew who eats a few chapters of mishnayis, v'shoise kama kapitlech tehillim, and drinks a few chapters of tehillim. She'toiro hu b'chinas achila, the Torah is compared to eating, and drinking is associated with praying. Bechinas Tehillim, like the book of Tehillim, the book of Psalms, Shehu Kuloi Tfilois Veshirois Vetishbochois, which is all prayers and songs and praises. V'alkein Hamatzoi Seim Sholosh, and again, that's why there's three matzos. Keneged Sholosh Ruchos Olam, corresponding to the three of the four directions of the world, which are east, west, and south, Ki Tzofoin Choser, because the north is lacking, is weak, is missing. Just like the first letter in the Torah, the Zohar Kodesh speaks a lot about this. The first letter of the Torah should have been a mem sofit, which is closed in on all four, a square. That's a complete thing. The base of Bereshis is like a mem sofit, but the northern wall is missing. That left piece, the left wall is absent. It's missing. That's the world. Ki tzofoin choser, because the north is lacking. So that's the matzah. V'hayayin heim arba koisois. Whereas when it comes to wine, we're drinking four cups. Keneged kol har baruchais, corresponding to all four directions, Shemishom Aruachaim, which the Ruachaim comes from, Shehu Shleimu Sachesroinois, which represents filling in, completing everything that's lacking. Bechinas Me'ar Baruchois Boy Haruach, as the Pasuk says, from all four directions comes forth this Ruach. Ki Ato Iker Hatikun Shel Shleimu Sachesroinois, because now on Pesach, when we have not yet received the Torah, the main tikkun of completing, filling in everything that we're lacking, comes from tefillah, shehu bechinas yayin, which is represented in this case by the wine. Avla Torah, shehu bechinas achila, lo kibalnu adayin. Whereas the Torah, which represents eating, we haven't gotten the Torah yet on Pesach. Therefore, we're not yet ready to refine, to purify the chametz, sheshom haruach, which has that air inside of it, levaroi meaklipa, to refine it and to remove the klipa from it completely. V'alkein hu osur beisur chomor moed, and that's why chametz is extremely, extremely forbidden. The ikra tikkun al diamatza, the main tikkun is through matza, shaydeze onu mamshichem kedusha sa'achila, which helps us draw holiness into our eating. V'alkein b'hamatza meramzim achesroinais, and that's why in the matza is reflected the deficiencies. Bechinas lechem oini, it's called poor man's bread. Bechinas shviras hamatza emtzois, the breaking of that middle matza. Shehu b'chinas chisorin, which represents lacking, broken. Something's broken, it's incomplete. V'alkein himrak keneged sholosh ruchos. And that's why the three matzahs correspond to the three directions. Ki tzofoin choser. Because the north side is lacking. Ad shezeichen lano yisa agoto l'kaim zeh sipur yisiz mitzrayim v'sham yisrael shalayla zois. Until we're zeichet to recite the Haggadah out loud, and to perform the other mitzvahs of the night of Pesach, and through that we fill in everything that's lacking. That's this concept of that portion of the matzah that we hide for Afikoimon, which is called tzofun, hidden. Which means that we're restoring and filling in that which was lacking, which is the Tzofin, the north side, which is the Afikoimon, through this northern wind, through this Afikoimon, which we draw upon ourselves by all the speaking, by all the praises of Hashem and all the prayers that we recite on the night of Pesach, which are the concept of tefillah. Paragraph Lamed Gimel. Paragraph Lamed Beis. V'alkein chametz osur b'mashehu. And this is why chametz is different than meat and milk, than pig, and all kinds of other things. That chametz is forbidden midoraisa, even the tiniest drop. Ze bechinas dilma shaklis midi minayhu. This relates to what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran, that the only one who's allowed to start up with a Rishon, who's allowed to do battle against evil, is a tzaddik gomor, a complete tzaddik. He's got to be shlemus. If he has taken even the tiniest drop of tuma, the tiniest drop of taiva onto himself, dahinu she'osur she'yir lo shum achiza kol shu me'amido yisroi shelahem. In order to qualify to be the tzaddik who's allowed to start up with the Rosh and defeat the Rosh, it's got to be a tzaddik where not one drop of any of the midos rois of those Rishoim is able to attach itself to him. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 8 in Likut Imran, when he expounds on the story of Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Ayin Shom, look over there, Valkein Osir B'mashu. That's why Pesach, when we're going to defeat Mitzrayim, and the Isur is B'mashu, it's only the Tzadik Gomor, and those who are attached to him, the tzaddik who is so solid that not one drop of evil is attached to him, that's qualified to lead that battle, v'hovein. And Rav Nosal says, understand this very well. V'ayin b'orachayim hilchas Pesach halacha gimel. Rav Nosal says, if you take a look back in volume 3 of the 8-volume set of Likutei Halachos, which is the third volume of Orachayim, in which you have Hilchas Pesach, Halacha Gimel, the third Halacha, Shom Avoyer Gamkein, Hilchas Pesach al Pi HaTorah Zois. Rav Nosal says, there also, I use the same chapter of Likut Imran, Torah Ches, to expound on and explain the holiday of Pesach. Ach Yevshur LeBeis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. But there's no such thing as a Torah discussion that doesn't have some new things in it. So you will certainly learn new things here that are not over there, and you'll see new things over there that are not over here. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds something very unique, very special. Va'adayin mi yoideya im nogati ketipo minayam b'hatoyranal. And Rav Nosson Zal says, after all that I've written here, these pages and pages on this topic, who knows if I even touched that chapter in Likut Imran, like a drop in the ocean. Ki dvorov hanizgovim zal amukim urechovim miniyam. Because Rabbeinu Zal's words, which are on such a high level, are deeper and wider than the ocean. Umoid omkum achshavoysov. And his thoughts are very, very deep. Vama'ayin bedvorov be'emes. And any person who will study Rabbeinu Zal's words honestly, ובדברנו שחידשנו עליהם בעזר השם יזבורך, and we'll also study the Likutei Halachos, where Rav Nosson Zal expounds on Rabbeinu Zal's words, יובין מעט עוצם נשגבויס עמקוס דבורו הקדושים עד אין סוף ואין תכלס. We'll be able to understand a little bit how high and deep are Rabbeinu Zal's words, which are infinite. Hashem yoyer einenu b'seirosei b'emes. May Hashem open our eyes and enlighten our eyes in His Torah with truth. Baruch Hashem. With this, we complete Halacha Gimel of Hilchas Ho'isa Shliach Likbois Chayvoy. Then Rav Nosson Zal says, Halacha Dalid, the fourth discussion regarding collecting a debt using an agent or a messenger, is actually presented in Hilchas Gevias Choiv, Halacha Hei, paragraph Tesvov. In the chapter that's entitled Collecting Debts in General, Halacha Hei, paragraph 15, there Rav Nosson Zal gives another A fourth explanation regarding this topic of using an agent, a messenger, to collect a debt. Baruch Hashem.